This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
I would love a man in my house with long toes.
Why?
I love picking things up with my toes. It's so much easier than bending down. And I think it's a good skill to develop. I love a...
What are you, a chimp?
Well, there's nothing wrong with having prehensile toes. There's nothing wrong with a full working set of 20 digits. Is there?
No, not at all.
You never know. One day you may have both arms in plaster and you may need to pick up a banana off the floor. Why not just pick, you know, reach out with your foot and grab it?
Well, yes, that's true.
I mean, if I got to the point where I was, you know, holding a coffee cup and drinking Milo, you know, with my toes, then that's a little bit
wrong.
Strange. Plus, I don't think I could get my bunion near my mouth.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Rob rang and he said that his boyfriend, who he calls Monkey Man, picks up things with his toes and he's very talented.
Oh, that's good. Can he pick it up with his toe and put it straight to his mouth?
If he can pick it up with his toes and put it in his mouth, he's a very, very talented man and he needs to come into the studio and feed us peanuts with his toes.
Really?
Have you?
Why, just flick them into your gob?
Not flick, place gently. After a good shower. Have you ever seen, I have to try and be careful here, but I have seen things in my adventures in E-land, you know, on I-land.
What the hell?
Internet.
Okay. There's, just say it.
There's, like, some people like people doing things to them with...
Do I need to go to a song right now?
No. I want to talk because this is like...
Therapy?
No, it's like...
It's cathartic.
We should talk about it because it's kind of like educational. Have you ever noticed that some people like, you know, things played with their toes? There's kind of, I think there may be a fetish.
I know that people like get into socks and feet and stuff.
Not when you're doing it to their toes.
Right.
But when their toes are
doing it to you.
Yeah.
No.
It kind of looks a bit hot.
Okay. You're listening to the Two Fat Lattes.
No.
Benny and Frank with you. And on that note...
Come on, you love a good toe.
Patrizia Buane.
Benny and Frank want to turn the beige world a little bit rainbow.
One tub of glitter at a time.
With their new reality TV show, Glitter Latte. Can't pick up a girl? Try a boy. They're more fun. Boring home cooking? Try some glitter.
Take that, Julie, from MasterChef.
Drive a ute? Not anymore. Throw some glitter at it. Now you've got a VW Golf with a teacup dog. Glitter Latte, coming to a TV near you, making the beige bow rainbow.
I like Matchbox 20.
It doesn't always work.
It doesn't always
it
work.
It doesn't.
How's your glitter going?
Look at us. TV show extraordinaire.
So it's an interesting concept there you've got, Benny.
Do you like the glitter latte concept?
I do. I'm coming around to it.
Yes.
I wasn't convinced at the beginning, but, you know,
it's going to go.
It's growing on me.
Yes. I love the fact that I've got a giant wand.
And it makes noise every time you wave it.
Yes. It's a bit like Luke Skywalker.
He's, yeah, what are they
called?
Was
that hyphenated?
Sky and Walker. Yeah. No, I think it was all together.
I thought he might have been from Turak. Anyway, yes, what do you think? We wave a wand. Have you had any straight experiences where you needed to wave a wand?
I've had many experiences where I needed to wave a wand, but no one vanished.
I would love to tap a few people on the shoulder with my wand and make them vanish.
It won't work.
Yes, it will.
You know, I was watching True Beauty last night.
True Beauty.
I think you've caught a couple of episodes recently.
No, I haven't. Is that a gem? That sounds like a gem.
No, it's one of those American cable TV shows that they've thrown on commercial TV.
Ooh.
And it's about...
Ooh.
It's about all these beautiful people.
Ooh. Oh,
and they're
have
so
seen,
beautiful.
But they're not just judging them on their external
beauty. Inner beauty.
They're just... Have you noticed there's a lot of people on TV now talking like that?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, it's on the pay TV channel.
Yes.
The Rachel Zoe Project.
No, see, I don't have pay TV.
There's this bird. She's about...
We're not talking about the flying kind.
No, mate. She's an emu. She's about 60 not out. And right. She's a stylist. This woman's got big hair.
Right.
She's had a few injections in her lips. So yep. One, you know, half a mouth is up, the other half's down.
She's sounding a bit trad.
She's a stylist.
Right.
And like things that woman has to go through on a day-to-day basis.
Is it a bit heavy going for her?
She works her fingers to the bone. Dressing stuff. And plus she's got these assistants. One's called Brad. Everything gets dumped onto Brad.
Poor Brad. But everyone, I feel sorry for him already.
Everyone in her office, and I don't know what that drool is called, but they all talk like, you know, you would have thought they were dealing with life or death situations.
Of course
you
are.
You would have thought that they were brain surgeons. But everyone talks like, you know, because bruh, like it's really like they talk like that and you can't understand what they're saying. But they all talk, and I go, who developed this mode of speech?
There's an inflection at the end where everything sounds like a question, you know?
And I'm like, so hot right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Benny and Frank with you this evening.
Hello, people.
Hello, people.
Hello, rainbows. And any random beige.
Acts of kindness.
That is something that we're renowned for here at Latte Central. I often have been known to take a beige person under my wing
and
smother them.
You're doing random.
Put them out of their beige misery, I say. If I'm not ramming glitter down their throat.
Can I finish my story about True Beauty?
Yes,
I'll end it soon.
Please do.
Because I was watching this stupid show, right?
Yes.
The black guy that's in it. The African-American guy, he's sort of cottoned on and he's not the brightest spark.
Yep.
So he's doing the whole, you know, I want to be beautiful on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of
so
stuff.
So he drank Ajax.
So, yeah, he's cottoned on to what he needs to say.
Yes.
Which kind of strikes me as a bit odd because all of the other ones are as stupid as two planks of wood.
Beautiful people often are, Frank.
So they do these stupid kind of scenarios where they get an actor to cry, you know.
Yes.
And they have to go and console them. And if they console them, they've got true beauty on the inside.
Because the episode I saw, they had to go to a doctor's surgery to test out how beautiful they were.
Right.
And the doctor was taking measurements of, you know, how much space was between their eyes. I'm serious. This doctor had a tape, they had a ruler out and they were like drawing lines from their eyeballs.
No.
And they were measuring the space between each eyeball.
This black guy, he knows.
Maybe he's got really fantastic intuition.
No.
He may have a gigantic antenna.
He may have one. But I don't think he's, I don't think, yes.
He's not using.
I don't think he's picking
he's
up
not,
signals.
He's not tuned into all the channels.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. What was your point?
My point was is that I think he's part of the program. I actually don't think he's a model.
And let me guess, Michael Jackson is still alive.
No.
Oh, well, come on. You know you're one of those.
I am not a conspiracy theorist.
You are a conspiracy theorist.
No.
Why can't he just be beautiful, Frank?
No. He can.
He's probably got
That's
a very.
Not my point.
He's got a very beautiful inside.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure there's quite a few people in LA that have seen it. Can I read you a Homer helpline?
Quickly.
Okay. It's from Tony in West Brunswick. Hi, guys. I have a problem. I live in West Brunswick. No, I have a problem. I have been with my boyfriend for 4 years, but he's not into water sports. How do I introduce him into water sports? Okay, so
you need a super soaker.
I can't.
You can get someone from 50 feet away.
Maybe what he should do, maybe record some Sunday sport, like, you know, like the Ian Thorpe swimming.
I like water gushing. That makes you want to go. Is that what you mean?
I thought he was talking about, like, you know, skiing and...
No, darling. I don't think so.
So I cannot believe people in Brunswick are doing that around the corner from my house.
Is that something that you are a bit prudish about?
I'm not prudish. I just hate to see good bed linen go to waste. um, That's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
They could do it in the bath and save the bed linen.
They could. They could do it in the bath if they had a bath. Little, I mean, you could do it in the shower.
Little trough.
But that would mean then having to bathe together, which could save water.
It could.
Do you have baths together?
No. I'm a shower person.
You like, yeah, did you have showers?
I like it quick and I like it.
Do you have showers with other people? With
yes.
with your partner?
Occasionally.
Do you? Oh, there's a little bit of vomit in the back of my throat. Okay. Feeling very ill now. A message came through from Alan, who said he must be listening in the United States. And he said, I nearly did a spit in my coffee listening to your show when you were talking about filthy sand shoes.
Did we go filthy sand shoes?
I don't know. Since I'm in the US, I wasn't familiar with that term. Filthy sand shoes.
No, filthy Sanchez, because that means something else. If you look up filthy Sanchez,
yes,
on YouTube,
yes,
you'll get an eyeful of what it is. Maybe not iTube, maybe XTube.
Oh, really? Oh, God, now you're going to make me want to go and see it.
Well, you can go and see it.
You know I don't like going to those X-y places.
No, right, okay.
Oh, people.
No, but a filthy Sanchez is very different to a filthy sand shoe.
Is that like a dirty sandwich?
Yeah, kind of.
Is it?
No.
We need to write a memo. We're giving away too much information. If there's any random beige people listening, they're going to get the wrong idea.
About what?
That they think that we might be talking about genitalia the whole night.
We're not.
There wouldn't be anything wrong with it, but it would be fun. Can we do a big shout out to our fans in London, in the UK?
Are they?
They've been listening online. One of them has actually sent us a little message. It's from the luscious Ian from London. Now, Ian says, "Hi, Rainbows. Loving your work as usual. You always bring sunshine to a windy, cold British cold British summer days." Okay, he says.
Did something happen to you just then?
Yes.
What?
I had a brain burp.
Okay.
Is that what a brain burp is? Isn't
yeah,
it?
That was it.
Mine was a bit like a stutter.
Okay.
Okay. He says, loving the new TV show concept. Though, if it kicks off, could you extend the idea to include it to I'm a rainbow, get me out of here.
That's like I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
I'm loving
that. Don't they film all of those in Australia?
Do they really?
Yeah. They're all here. They're all somewhere in the Queensland outback.
Wasn't Peter Andre in that?
Yeah.
Does that mean he was in Australia?
Yes.
And I missed him?
Well, that was a while ago.
Oh, what a shame.
Him and Jordan.
Oh, what a shame. But I'm loving the concept because he says what we could do is pop a rainbow person into an obviously beige scenario.
Yes.
And then they can, you know, work their way out. Anyway, he said, let's workshop
You need to workshop that one.
That's brilliant.
Because part of that I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, they do these things where they throw them in with alligators and they...
Oh, we don't do that.
They have to stick their hands in bug holes and all sorts of stuff like that.
No.
They do. Haven't you watched it?
You know what would be fun too? We could have like a straight person working at the Joy Studios and like film them 24/7. Dealing with, you know, like a constant rainbow barrier.
And do you think that would be good TV?
Yes. I don't know, but there's a concept there.
It is.
We could work on it.
Yes, I like that one. I like I'm a rainbow, get me out of here. We put a rainbow in Maui and leave them on their own.
In a country town. You know, there's nothing sadder.
And all I have to say at the end of each program is, I'm a rainbow, get me out of here.
That'd be fantastic.
You know, dress them up in mockos.
What do beige people do in country towns?
Hang on, what did I do when I was a kid? Because I lived in a country town.
Did you?
Yeah. I used to pick up ring pulls from cans.
And that was fun.
That was what I did.
Oh, sweetheart, you've come a long way.
And
to working in a library.
Oh,
what a failure. You're a failure,
sweetheart.
Can
I tell you what I did?
We need high achievers in this country.
But I collected them all and I got a prize, Benny.
Yeah, what?
I got to go to Parliament House.
Beige headquarters.
Homo helpline.
And it says quite simply, help.
Oh,
help.
Is it really bad?
From Matt. And it says, help. I have a man I've been seeing for 7 months. and he's forgotten my birthday.
Oh, that's appalling. Seven months. You have to remember absolutely everything.
No, you don't.
Yes.
If you remember a birthday, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Why?
Because you're not going to be perfect. I met him on Gay Matchmaker. Oh, let's not go any further. And he said he was 34 years old. Okay, so he's obviously over 34.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
He says, I sussed out his birthday a month ago and found out he was 40.
Oh, well, that's okay. Big deal. It's just a number.
But what, you know, put Matt
if he looks 34, that's fabulous, isn't it?
Yes, but that's like when people say they're 48, they're really 54.
But that's okay.
But it's this, there's this calculation that you have to make.
Which is what? Add 6 years.
6 to 8.
So
he says he's 34, but now he's discovered that his boyfriend's is it a boyfriend?
Well, if come on, it's 7 months. That's
no,
good.
But if you didn't know how old they were, you can't call him a boyfriend.
His man friend.
Yes, pal.
His special friend.
His pal. But he says he's a very hot 40, like to die for. Then I found that he was still on Gay Matchmaker, but with an invisible profile.
What does that mean? So his face is not shown? It's just his appendage.
No, that's not invisible.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's full on meat market.
Okay.
that's when you got the blue eye out. No, invisible profile obviously means he's obviously changed his name and is operating under an alias.
Pseudonym.
Yes.
But is that okay? That's okay. It's not.
I'm not here to pass judgment.
Okay, let's continue.
Right.
we've gone three lines down and we've actually already
How
made
can this
past
be?
Judgment.
He's breathing, has a digital camera, can iron, he knows how to dress,
hang on.
Has a job, he owns his own car, he owns his own house, he can cook.
You know, that's great.
He's met all my friends but won't let me meet his. He says it's because he's only been out for 5 years.
Okay.
Well, no one's getting any younger. He hadn't ever been to the Peel or the circuit before I met him. Yeah, right. And
have faith, Benny.
No, I'm
not. Keep going.
I love him insanely, but don't know what to do. Can't help thinking I'm being strung along. But can't take my mind off him. Should I dump him or preserve?
No,
or
persevere. Preserve him.
Well, a few more years he'll be preserving. Just hold.
Don't pickle him.
And that's cheers from Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, poor deluded Matt.
I feel sorry for him.
Don't feel sorry for him.
Wait. He's in love.
Matt
That's beautiful.
Matt needs a big handful of bright glitter and he needs a lovely handful of water in his face to wake up.
Oh, really?
And he needs a good hot latte to wake up. It's quite – we're here to help and we're here to wake you up.
I'd like to think that, you know, that there is something there.
Oh, yeah, darling, and you believe unicorns still exist.
Okay.
We need to wean Matt off.
So what do you do?
Look, it's like smoking. It's like, you know, illicit drugs. Cock is a drug. You need a good dick patch. He needs a dick patch.
What do you mean? Like a tattoo? Last week, we were talking about glitter latte.
Glitter latte, yeah.
You had a couple of ideas and we put it all together.
Yes.
And we came up with something.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, do you want to play it?
Well, I was thinking of whacking it on now.
Yeah, no, let's have a little listen to it.
Do you want to have a little
It's like
listen?
A little, what is it? Like a little...
Well, let me find it again.
What, if we were to do a show on TV, this like a little promo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a...
Shall I whack it
what
on?
What could it possibly sound like?
There's reality shows and then there's reality shows. You don't need to dance your ass off.
You just need to be rainbow.
Introducing Glitter Latte. The trials and tribulations with fairy godmother Benny.
Right, I'm going to turn you all into rainbows with my big wand.
And the hard-nosed judge, Frank Preston.
Do you like my cravat? I got it yesterday at Target for $4.
They turn 10 straight people into rainbows and inject a bit of glitter.
Is that a cookbook in your hand? Who wrote it?
Julie from MasterChef. Ah!
Daniel, I don't like the way you're holding that beer.
Huh?
Here, take this fluffy duck. Oh, and here's the drink too.
Look at that hideous flannelette shirt. Who made it? Coco Flanel? Take it off now.
Then they host a dinner party. It's up to the guests to work out who makes the best rainbow. 10 straight people.
One gay winner.
Injecting fabulousness into the world of beige.
Glitter Latte.
Coming to a TV near you.
Hello, my rainbow oracles. I'm in desperate need of your assistance. My best friend, a beige lady in her 40s, is leaving to live in HCMC.
Ho Chi Minh City.
Yes, to the locals. Thank you, Frank. Now, as a beige,
as beige as she is, yes. She does provide a bit of colour in my life. She wants me to visit and I do care for her, but really the humidity and the noise and the open sewers don't do it for me.
Oh, I hear you. Plus, if he's got curly hair.
Oh, does it just frizz. Get even more curlier?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you come back afro?
You come back with a very nasty haircut.
What do you mean?
No, nothing. I'm judgment-free zone here.
Okay, so he doesn't want to
And pretty garlicky breath.
That's all right. Ho Chi Minh City, if he's into food,
yes.
Great place.
Excellent.
Excellent place to go.
If you're into coffee, excellent.
Really? I was going to say nah. Go to Italy.
Well, Ho Chi Minh City, out of all the places in Asia to go, is the place to go for coffee.
Oh, well, because of the French.
If you're going to drink a coffee.
Because of the French influence.
If you want a baguette.
Or a baguette.
Or an escargot.
Look, it's like Asia meets France. So I would do Ho Chi Minh.
I would do Ho Chi Minh.
Even if he does it in five-star luxury.
Do not be afraid of the open... What's a gay man writing to us afraid of open sewers? What is that about? You know what I'm... You can laugh, Frank.
I'm hearing
you. It's okay.
I can hear you.
Do you know, I'm a bit afraid of these people. It's like... There's nothing to be afraid of. Just embrace the open sewer. Just press the bloody button, Frank.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.